So just like Brianna said, once you're crazy good, so how do you stand out? You know, so the first thing is to be really good at what you do. But in order to stand out, you have to prove your value. And proving your value means sometimes diversifying your skill set. So I tried to do that by volunteering to support departments that don't have legal support. And believe it or not, that does happen. Or there are departments who are supported by a lot of people rather than just, one person. And so it's good to kind of have a central area. So I did that for marketing. Like Brianna was discussing, I said, I support trademarks. And so that has an overlap, a great overlap with branding. So I volunteered to start supporting the marketing department. And that has developed into an acquisition of knowledge in the advertising law area, which I did not have before. But it's allowed me to develop for the marketing department a group of, a list of guidelines as to how, a good, fair advertising approach is for the company. In that role, I also review all advertising and I review all press releases. The other thing I did was to leverage my technology skills. So I'm perceived to be the most technical attorney on the DC staff. And so I also volunteered to support the IT group. And that has developed into a position in the cyber incident response team where I helped develop the cyber incident response plan. And whenever the company has any concern that there might be or it's going to be a data breach, I get involved. I also get involved in supporting the area of, vulnerabilities in our products. And everybody's got, some concerns in that area these days. Finally, I also support the Office of the Chief Scientist. And so the CTO's office is very focused right now on innovation. And so I do, support that group and their innovation generation activities. And that feeds into my regular job, which is to develop the patent portfolio. So I think that, leveraging the skills you already have after you are crazy good at your job is what it's all about.
Thank you so much, Irene. Keith, I know we had talked about, when there's definitely some distinctions of what a business client tends to seek from its outside counsel versus when you've come in-house counsel, right? And very often they look to in-house lawyers, not so much to necessarily be real, true lawyers speaking in legalese, spouting case law and dicta, but to be more business people, business-minded with legal expertise and subject matter expertise. Could you speak to that?
Yeah, absolutely, Anne. You're spot on. I think the way I mentor younger lawyers today, especially IP lawyers, I say, look, there's three things that business really cares about. It's people, money, and the benefit or function they perform. Those three things. Every business has this. I don't care if you're in pharmaceuticals or the automobile business or you're even a nonprofit. You're providing some service, product, or benefit. You engage people and you want to make or retain money. And so looking at that from a very, very top level, as lawyers, and especially I'm an IP lawyer, patent lawyer when I started my career, and I can say we're the brain surgeons and rocket scientists of the legal community inside technology and business. And sometimes we get very wrapped up in what we do and fail to see the big picture. And law isn't the end. Law is one tool that allows businesses to achieve their objective. So if you are an IP lawyer that can think about finance, operations, strategy, how to run a business and a P&L, you have a leg up on almost all of the competition out there. And I will say there's three areas that you can round yourself out in your career. When I talk with folks, I say there's three legs of the stool. You have to have technology understanding and the products that we build in the technology market. You need to understand business, which has a lot of things in it, you know, operations, finance, strategy. Pick a couple of those areas that really resonate with you and be very good at them. And then you have to know the law. You have to know how to do deals, how to leverage IP. And I'll tell you, I've looked at 100 or more resumes just in the last quarter at Google. And when I'm looking at resumes, there's very few people that check all three boxes. And I have found that IP lawyers generally check those three boxes more than others if they want to and if they put effort into it.